Alrighty, it's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. We've got some great comedy coming your way from George Carlin in just a little bit, but right now I'm very excited. We've got Todd Snyder on the line with us right now from his home in Nashville. How you doing, Todd?
Hey, Cliff, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, very excited.
Hello, Humboldt.
Hello, indeed. So you're going to be coming to town on Tuesday, the 18th of September, playing at Humbrews. It's going to be a great show.
All right.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And thanks for calling so early in the morning. We were talking a little bit off air. I was going, even though you're in Nashville, it's still pretty early for your musician. But you say you get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
I do. I try to get up before all the new songs. When I'm on the road, I have a, it's weird, I switch it. When I'm on the road, I get up in the nighttime and stay up until the morning time.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm, it switches right back. So I go to bed early and get up early when I'm home.
I do the exact opposite. You know, I get up early for my morning show, but on the weekends, it's like staying up late and getting up late. Probably not the best for you, but you know, hey.
I like switching back and forth.
Yeah.
This is nice time of day. It's 7 out there, right? So it's
yeah.
9 here.
Just a little after 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice outside. 55 degrees and a little overcast. So nice and
mellow.
Can't
wait to get out there. I've always loved it out there.
Yeah. Well,
I went to Santa Rosa Junior College.
That's right. I guess you grew up in Portland and then went off to Houston and then back to Santa Rosa, to California.
That must have been. We've done this before.
I looked you up on Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
I cheated. Now this is my first time actually talking with you. I'm pretty excited about it, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your history. I've been playing your music since we first got your records, and you were touring with John Prine back in the day. And I guess was John Prine kind of the guy that really kind of pushed you over the edge there?
Yeah, very much. When I was about 20, I memorized all his music. And then when he started working on a record called The Missing Years,
mm-hmm.
I was the runner on that record because I had sort of stalked him. And he took me in. I got a record contract. And when I got one, he took me on tour with him, and his manager helped me. And they've just always helped me. Even still, you know, like I'm, you know, now I'm older and I don't need as much help, but mm-hmm. like I'm. He's got a new record out, and he invited me to come out and do some of the shows with him on the tour.
How cool.
How
cool. That is fantastic. Yeah, John Prine's got a good sense of humor. I mean, you know, The Missing Years, a great song.
Yeah.
And you have that in common. You have a lot of humor in your music as well.
Well, thanks. I guess we both, one of the things I like about touring with him is how much we laugh and during the drives and stuff. He's mm-hmm. a really funny person. He doesn't say much. And but when he does, it's always feels like I always think that he has a team of editors in his head.
Fantastic.
He's very Confucius-y kind of a guy.
A lot of your songs have they're kind of like story songs. They got stories behind them, and I'm always a fan of songs like that. And you know, down the road a piece in the Bay Area, we've got K-Pig, and you've got them. Really great radio station. They feature prominently in the song "A Beer Run."
Right.
So, what was the story behind that? How did that happen?
I was I had this chorus for this song called "Beer Run," and I didn't know what I was going to do with the verses. And then I was playing at a K-Pig Fat Fry back uh-huh. when I still had them with Robert Earl Keen and Ron Haggard.
Right.
And I was sitting on the side of the stage, and I saw these kids from Texas, and they looked confused because Robert Earl has. In Texas, if you go see a Robert Earl show, it's like a rodeo. People are very active and singing and all that. And then if you go see him in California, people just listen to the poetry or whatever. And mm-hmm. it's a different thing. And so I just started making up words about them. You know, but I'd been playing those Fat Fries for a while by then. I miss those.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were kind of cool back in the day. So we've got just a whole collection of Todd Snyder albums in our CD library there. But what's still one of my favorites is the East Nashville Skyline album. That is just such an amazing record. It is just chock full
Thank
of all
you.
Kinds of great songs. And when we got that, it came with the promotional from the record company. It came with these little stickers The lines from conservative Christian right-wing Republicans. So we got the, you know, the pot smoking and the porn watching.
And
we put those stickers on all of our CD players. And unfortunately, the CD players wore out over the years, but the parts, we stuck them on there because we didn't, we only had three CD players and we had more stickers than that. So we stuck the rest of them on other stuff. So the CD players are all dead by now, but we still have the, we still have the porn watching and the pot smoking stickers.
Oh, the main ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Those ones are still alive because they're on the furniture. So they're they're pretty good. They're pretty good. But that song, that was like, that album came out in like, what, like 2004 or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite one too, actually.
It really is a great record. And I was thinking, I played that song this morning. I was like, you know what? You know, that's 2004. It's more relevant today than it was then, right?
Yeah, people really sing it loud now.
I'll bet they do. Yeah. I'll bet they do. It may be time to come up with another one around that same kind of vibe, perhaps.
I got a bunch of new songs. I can't wait. I'm going to go make up a new album pretty soon. I get to go record at Johnny Cash's house in October.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I got some new songs, and hopefully they're okay. I got them memorized.
Good. Well, that makes sense. You don't have to read them while you're while you're doing that. One of the other songs on that record, and as I said, it's just chock full of great songs that I absolutely love, is The Ballad of the Kingsman. What a great story.
Thank you. I worked on that song for a long time. That's maybe why I like that record the best, because I've always done talking blues songs. Uh-huh. That was the first time I felt like I added to it, I kind of felt like I contributed a little, because mm-hmm. it's not your average talking blues song.
No, it's not.
It's kind of a new format. It's almost like Lou Reed did a talking blues song. So I remember when it started to happen, I was like, I don't know what this is. I'm just talking. But I like playing that song a lot, and I love the band, the Kingsmen.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were kind of thrust into fame, and it was way bigger than they ever expected. It was just like, it was a phenomenon.
There's a whole book about that, that Dave Marsh wrote.
Yeah, I was up in Seattle at the that Experience Music Project, that cool museum there, and they had a whole Kingsman section there. I was checking that out.
There was some great garage rock out of the Northwest at that time.
Yeah.
The Sonics and the Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Uh-huh. And it's just a great story. But then the bigger story that goes beyond that is, you know, about, it's like, you know, blaming kids' crazy behavior on song lyrics and video games and stuff like that. That needed to be said. I'm really glad that you put that out
there. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I made that up as like, I just type, you know, I liked Woody Guthrie and I always thought he just sat around typing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I made up like an essay about my theory on the, like when they were blaming Marilyn Manson for the Columbine. I was like, they did this to the Kingsmen.
Yep.
And I wrote this thing on it, and one of my friends said, you should make a song out of that. And so I just took that essay and just chipped away each line till it rhymed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how in the world does the music, song lyrics, you know, make a kid turn into a murderer? It doesn't make any sense.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. So there's an interesting thing, as I grew up. I was born in '57, so I remember D.B. Cooper very well. And then you did a song about D.B. Cooper, and I thought that was really cool, because you know his story still to this day is kind of fascinating. And then Chuck Brodsky did one also, the Ballad of D.B. Cooper. Did you guys coordinate that, or did that just kind of happen?
No, I didn't, and I think I'm almost 100% certain. I found out later about his.
Uh-huh.
I think his was first.
Okay.
From Sleepy John, who's a character in the Beer Run song.
That's right.
But I thought, well, then should I not do mine since he already has his? And everyone said it didn't matter, so.
Didn't matter. No.
I haven't heard his. I just know of it.
Oh, you should.
I like him.
Yeah, you should. It's a good song. I play them back to back every so often, just because.
Oh, right on.
You know, it's like you got two D.B. Cooper songs. You gotta kind of play them back to back.
And I think that I have a song about a pitcher that there's a song about Doc Ellis. That I think there's.
And he does that too. That's right.
Oh, him too.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know which one. He does.
Who got that first?
You and Chuck Brodsky.
I gotta leave that guy alone. Or send him something.
Have you guys ever met?
No, and I just knew there was also one about the baseball pitcher too. He's probably my favorite singer. I need to check him out.
You guys need to hang out, because I think he's in like North Carolina. Not that far away.
So, I thought he was out there.
I think he's in North Carolina, but maybe to move
to him up and make sure we're cool.
I'm sure you are. He seems like a nice guy. He did a whole album about baseball, so that naturally had to be on there. That Doc Ellis, of course.
You know, I remember hearing about a whole album about baseball.
Yeah, I think he's a major baseball fan. Yeah. So that your newest record is not new. Came out in 2016, but it sounds like you're working on a new one now, which is kind of cool. The East Side Bulldog.
The Bulldog record was sort of a lark.
Yeah, it's a different. Like, it's a different sound.
Yeah, it's like I'm a folk singer and have been my whole life, you know. And when I come home, we were just talking about those bands, the Kingmen and all that.
Kingmen, right? Yeah.
And when I'm home in a little bar near my house, I play in a little band. I play guitar in a little band that we just do Louie Louie, Hanky Panky, Wooly Bully, Tutti Frutti.
Right.
We do it like that. And then sometimes we make up, or I will sometimes just sort of make up songs that sound like those songs.
Uh-huh.
And they'll always be sort of on the spot about someone who's there, or it's like they're all songs about my neighborhood, and you know, it's sort of like a inside joke, I guess. And then one night, I think I got offered to record in front of some kids at a college. You know, I got free recording time if I would let a class watch. And I didn't have any songs, so I convened that band, and we sort of freestyled this record that was supposed to sound like the 60s, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And made up, the one thing is, if you buy that record, it's made up kind of on the spot.
Really?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of, sounds like, I don't know, it's like a Louie Louie kind of record, which isn't what I usually do.
Yeah, it is. It's a different sound, but it's fun. It's fun. It's
yeah,
a fun
it's
record.
Fun. I wasn't sure about putting it out, but my managers, because it was like a private thing, even though, you know, I didn't ever think I'd play it for other people. But it did good, and people liked it. And,
good. You know, good.
Yeah. Now I'm getting back to being a folk singer.
There you go.
Or, you know, going to make a normal old record.
Back to your roots.
Yeah.
So another one of those stories.
I may visit that again someday, though.
Another one of those great story songs. It's one of your earlier ones. Is the Ballad of the Devil's Backbone Tavern. And it's about a failed trip to Luckenbach. So is that based on an actual true story?
Yeah, all of that is true.
Yeah,
actually.
That's
and the
great
story on the live record where the guy with one tooth tells me I'm a terrible guitar player and all that's true. The weirdest thing about that, what's funny, is that song. I was just so young when I was in my really early 20s when I did that song. It's pretty much Alice's Restaurant. When people ask me on a plane what I do, I say Alice's Restaurant, pretty much.
Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
Yeah, that's kind of what I should. But after I get to Chuck Brovsky's, I got to head over to Arlo's and give him the rest of my stuff.
Yeah, you and Chuck Brovsky ought to put a record together, because you guys are definitely cut from the same
cloth.
That
would be a cool idea.
Yeah. I think so. So I assume you've heard of this song, because we've been playing it here, and it's been really a lot of fun. John Craigie put out a song called I Almost Stole Some Weed from Todd Snyder. Have you heard of that?
That's a true story, too.
it's such a funny song. So that is a true story. You've heard of that song.
I remember it all very well. I remember the night and everything. And it just made me laugh so hard, because I thought, well, that kid almost stole our weed. and then a couple years later, I was at a festival, and I saw he was on the festival. And somebody had just given me a mason jar of weed. And so I walked right on stage during his, right in the middle of the song, and gave him some. Gave him the whole jar, really.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. He's so great. I tell you what, my favorite thing about being the folk singer is the other folk singers.
Nice.
He's one of my favorite ones.
He's great. He's great. He's been here a few times. He's a very cool guy, no doubt about that. And he's another one that does great story songs. And that was
for sure.
That's definitely one of them.
He's out opening for Jack Johnson.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he was in Atlanta not long ago.
Fantastic. Well, you're coming
Everybody
to town.
Called me, my friend said, I went to see Jack Johnson, and some guy sang about stealing weed from you.
True story.
Yeah.
True story. So you're coming to town on Tuesday, September 18th, so people got some time to plan for this. It's going to be at Homebrews.
Come on out.
And right now, that's going to be like you're going to be in the middle of a big tour, but right now you were telling me off air that you got a little bit of time off, which is kind of nice, right?
Yeah, I've got about 10 more days just to sit here.
Chill.
Hang out with my dog.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I was just, one of the things I was, when I was poking around on Wikipedia, I noticed your birthday is October 11th, and I was like, hey, that's my wife's birthday. Yay!
Oh, right on. It's my brother's wife's birthday, too.
No
John
kidding!
John Kynes is the 10th.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, happy birthday in advance.
Well, thank you, and happy birthday to your wife in advance.
There we go. Fantastic. Alrighty. Well, folks, come out and enjoy the show. It's going to be a blast. You're going to be playing some of your ones that you're toying with for your new record?
I'm thinking I might, yeah. I think
cool.
So.
Got to test drive them here.
Yeah.
Good place to do that. Good place to do that. We're
good idea.
Good friendly crowd here. All right. Yeah. Humbrews, Tuesday, September 18th. Yeah, you want to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of stealing weed from Todd Snyder, of course, now it's here in California. It's all legal. You know, it's like, it's just, you know, you heard the ads before you came on there.
I was like, I gotta get out there.
It's like,
what
it's like,
am I doing here?
Yeah, it's just like, it's, everything's legal here now, which is kind of amazing. It's just, you know, it's like, wow, we've really come to that point now. So I'm gonna play this one right here. We'll play out with Keep Off the Grass. Okay,
right,
which of course, I think that has a double meaning, right? Fantastic. All right, go see Todd Snyder on the 18th.
Thank you, Cliff. Thanks for letting me call in.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time. We went kind of long, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I enjoyed myself. I'll see y'all soon.
All righty, take care now.
I'll see you, brother.
All right, bye-bye. All right. As promised, Todd Snyder, let's Keep Off the Grass here on K-Hub. Friday Funnies coming up shortly with George Carlin.